break anyway. A crying child might say he was eating candy and he didn't give me any. If a little boy is spoiled, I don't know if you'd use this expression, when he grows up you might say, why, he'll have his trouble blank as not.
Likely as not.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody say apt as not?
No.
Okay. Do you know what you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
What?
Let's see, gee, we need to get that one.
Ask me something else. Ask me that one in another sentence.
Well, we'll get the first syllable. This is like playing charades. The stuff that a dog has on its back is its...
hair?
Or its...
skin?
Kind
of dog are we talking about?
Okay, not a dog. Let's see, some other kind of animal. Something a mink has. You might have a what kind of...
fur.
Okay. Trenches cut by a plow.
Furrows.
Good. I never heard it done that way before. If you have a good yield, you say we raised a big...
crop.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say...
cleared it off.
Good. Do you have a name for the second cutting of a crop, of clover, or grass?
Yes, but I don't know it. Heard it, but I don't know it.
Would you have a name for the old dry dead grass that's left over in the spring?
Yes, but I don't know that either.
What about a crop that comes up that you didn't plant?
Weeds.
No, this is, it's a good
a
crop.
A good crop? No, I don't know about that name. I've never heard of that.
All right. Wheat is tied up into a...
wheat is tied. I don't know what you do with wheat. Put wheat grain in a wheat. Bale it? I don't know what you do.
And then you might pile the bales of wheat up into a...
stack?
Okay. In a measurement, you might say we raised 40 blank of wheat to an acre.
Bushels?
Do you know what you do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
No.
This is also, it might be used as a synonym for beet, beginning with a TH. You might say, I'm going to give him a good...
thrashing.
Mm-hmm. If you and another person have got to do the job, when you tell him about it, you might say, blank and blank have to do it.
You and I have to do it.
Mm-hmm. And then you're saying he doesn't want just you or just me, he wants...
either you.
No, he doesn't want just you or just me, he wants...
both you and I to do it.
Okay. And some friends of yours are coming over, you would say blank, you and a friend are coming over, blank and blank are coming over, using pronouns.
She and I are coming over?
Mm-hmm. If somebody knocks on, no, if you knock on the door, and they say who's there, and you know that they're going to recognize your voice, so you don't say your name, you just say it's... is that what you said?
No, I say it's me.
Okay. Suppose it's a man who knocks on the door, you'd say, oh, it's only...
him.
And if it's a woman, you'd say it's...
her. I'm not sure about all this grammar, though.
And if it's two people, you'd say it's...
them.
Okay. That's exactly what I say, too.
It's not going to be.
When you're comparing how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall as... And you might say, I'm not as tall as...
he.
And he can do it better than...
who?
Well, you and he, you're comparing.
He can do it better than I.
Okay. A man has been running for 2 miles, and he has to stop because he's reached the limit of his endurance, and so you would say 2 miles is the...
max.
Okay, another way of saying that, though, it's the blank he could go.